I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Tuesday. Here was Nick Caserio. He was on with us a little bit earlier this morning. You can get the entire interview on the Odyssey app, Rewind, or on the Payne and Pendergast podcast. The interview will be up a little later on this morning. Good conversation. They have a joint practice coming up on Thursday with the Detroit Lions, and Nick Caserio talked about how you plan for that joint practice with the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, you might sprinkle some things in there, Seth. Look, the reality is everybody is going to probably talk about it. Well, we did this practice, we did that. So you're going to run your defense, you're going to run your offense. Maybe you're going to work on something maybe that you haven't worked on to this point. Or like I said, give the opposition a different look. So honestly, you want to try to make it as taxing or difficult as possible because it's kind of like the game. You might go into the game, haven't seen that before, something comes up during the course of the game. How are we going to handle it? How are we going to adjust to it? What's the communication? You can spend some time on the sideline in between series. So there's a number of different ways that, you know, you can tackle this. But you might be some things in practice that you're not going to do in the game that you're going to just do in practice. And maybe it's something that you're going to use in a regular season. Understanding it's a long year, you're probably going to end up using everything at some point along the way.
And I think the big part there is, especially if you think about CJ learning this offense and getting comfortable with it, and with the offensive line, being able to tell the Lions, hey, you know, we'd like to see you guys maybe rotate your coverages, or we'd like to see this blitz because we've had some trouble with that. It's stuff that isn't going to happen in a preseason game, or even if you tried to orchestrate it in a preseason game, there's just too many variables and there's too much randomness to just dial that up. So that part of it, the value of actually getting really good work versus the Lions starters, and maybe some looks that are tougher for CJ or that he's had some trouble with, that's just invaluable. And I love the joint practices. It seems like around the league this year there are fewer examples of practices being shut down or turning into
for fights.
Circuses because of fights.
Yeah, that's a really good point. There have been a couple. The only scuffle I've heard about the last few days was apparently Jeffrey Simmons and Cam Ward got into it at a Titans practice.
On their own team.
On their
right,
own team, like one of them hit the other. I forget who hit who.
And then apparently the Tennessee media, I just saw a couple different people talking about how Jeffrey Simmons is too sensitive or like some, I don't know.
Or has he become sensitive over time?
In general, and just I think he's had some testy relations with the media. I don't know. It's weird because we look at Jeffrey Simmons and Tavondre Sweat as crap. Those guys those guys destroyed the Texans last year.
Yep.
And I wonder if maybe Tennessee doesn't appreciate Jeffrey Simmons.
Maybe
Jeffrey Simmons needs to agitate for a trade. I don't know.
Well, he's been a Titan for his whole career and that team feels like it's going nowhere right now. I would imagine when you're that level of player, especially when you're a player that I got to go look at his resume, but Jeffrey Simmons feels like a player who, if he has a couple more good years, is in a Hall of Fame conversation. And if you're toiling on a team that's winning 3 or 4 games a year, it probably damages your chances of getting into the Hall of Fame just because you're not on the radar. You know, you're just off the grid in Tennessee, and that can get frustrating.
Yeah, I don't think he's all pro twice. I didn't realize he was all pro twice.
Yeah, so if he has a couple more all pro years, he's right there. You're a 4-time all pro. That means you're among the three or four best guys at your position for 3 or 4 years. That's pretty good. So, and Tavondre Sweat was the choice. That article I cited earlier, Seth, about first-time Pro Bowlers from each NFL team.
Yeah.
Where Kamari Lassiter was the choice for the Texans. Tavondre Sweat was the choice for the Tennessee Titans. That would be would be bad if you're a Texans fan, if Tavondre Sweat turns into a Pro Bowl-level terror for them on the interior. It's already bad that he is what he is, until further notice. At least last season it was.
That's now I'm getting it. Don't let me get sidetracked on a Jeffrey Simmons Hall of Fame conversation. You're second team All Pro twice. The thing that's tough with him is that he's not a sack artist. So interior defensive linemen typically aren't, but the guys that make the Hall of Fame tend to be guys that have freakishly great sack productions, regardless of them being interior offensive linemen.
Yeah,
so,
and if you're not a sack artist, you need to be on what? A good football team.
A really good defense.
Yeah,
that's, you got to the Steelers. Some of the guys that have made it on Steelers defenses that weren't, you wouldn't think of them as being all pro, except that they were part of an awesome defense in a Super Bowl or two championship.
Yep. Now, when you sign a long-term contract with the Tennessee Titans, you deserve whatever it is you get, though. Nobody was forcing him to put pen to paper. He could have hit free agency.
That's what I say to Hendrickson up there in Cincinnati. What'd you expect, man? What are you doing?
Yeah, you signed with the Bengals. Oh, they're being cheap now? No kidding. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the Bengals aren't fulfilling the promises they made to you? You were an adult when you signed that contract, man.
Yeah, yeah.
No sympathy for
Technically,
me.
Technically, he's not fulfilling his promise to them right now. Because he's under contract, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've become such a grumpy old man about that. I'm a complete turncoat from the player's side. I do think, look, in baseball, you know what happens in baseball? It's very, very rare that a player tries to agitate his way for a new contract. Sometimes they'll try to get force a trade.
Yep.
But even that is relatively rare.
Yes.
And I think that's partly why they're able to have the guaranteed contracts that they do. It's always going to be different in football because of the injury situation.
Yep.
But, football these last few years, I've gotten really annoyed at how quickly guys just start agitating their way into either new contracts or just off of teams.
Oh, yeah.
And it's making me a grumpy old man.
It's accepted as part of the process now.
It wasn't that wasn't the way it was when I played. So
right.
It's hard for me to act like this is like I'm going to stand by the players and every single time that they want to whine and cry their way out of a situation.
This is like Charles Barkley being on the set on TNT going, why are these NBA teams trading these guys to the teams that they want to go to? we'll work with you and trade you to the team you want to go to. Nick Caserio, we asked him, where's the area you've seen the most improvement from C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, I would say overall understanding of the offense, and I'd say the overall decision-making in terms of, okay, if the first option's not there, getting to the second or third read, or okay, if it's a split safety coverage and the defense presents this, knowing where your outlet is, I'd say those are some of the things, and you saw that even in the game the other day. We had a three-step drop call there in the red area or in the fringe, and they went to a split safety shell coverage, and we didn't have the quick throw, and he got the ball to the back to Nick over the middle for a completion, which looks like a nothing play, but it made it second and four or second and six, so we didn't have a negative play in the game, which means the ball was moving forward. So I think those are the types of things that you see. It's a small play, like the average fan's going to look at that and go, wait a minute, I don't even remember that play. But that actually is what you want to see, in terms of grasping the offense, understanding where to go with the football, making quick decisions, getting rid of the football, those types of things.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I got excited about that because I felt like, oh, I'm not an average fan at least.
I vividly remember that play.
I spent 3 minutes talking about that on my live stream a couple days ago, that specific play. The other part about that play, too, is Nick said the throw wasn't there. And I got to go back and look and see what the – because I was watching on the TV copy at the time. But Jaden Higgins also didn't have his eyes on CJ when CJ was – turned towards Jaden Higgins. I don't know what the deeper read was on that. So I don't know if that's on Jaden Higgins or if maybe that was just because of the coverage too, that's the way it worked out. But CJ didn't waste any time. Mm-hmm. He had to slide to his right to get to the lane to throw to Chubb. And he did a great job of doing that as well. And that was on a play where if CJ decided to hold on or wait, then A, you know, Nick Chubb might have gotten covered up by a linebacker, and B, Blake Fisher had lost control of his guy, so the defensive end would have had a good shot on CJ. Yeah. So it was the seamlessness of it and just the lack of hesitation by CJ that was growth and maturation on his part.
I think two of the most encouraging plays. Well, let's play this other Caserio here, and then I'll tell you what they were. One of the areas the team can improve is on preventing turnovers.
And I'd say overall offensively, the biggest area that we can improve that's going to help us during the course of the year is taking care of the football. Like, we obviously have a defense where the ball is of the utmost importance. We have a number of guys that can take the ball away. You know, we've thrown it to the defense offensively a number of different times. So if we can mitigate that and eliminate that, I mean, DeMeco put a stat up there to the team last week. If you don't, and I've talked about this, if you don't do anything other than take care of the ball and have zero turnovers, it correlates to 80% wins. So I think as an offense, the more we can comprehend and understand that, the better off we're going to be. So just relative to your question, relative to CJ's development, I would say grasping and ownership and understanding the offense, and then just understanding, just make the right play on a consistent basis. That's what good offensive football is all about.
Now, the interesting thing here is CJ has thrown some picks in camp this year.
It feels
like he's thrown more than his share.
I think this is where it's tough, too. And the first 2 weeks in camp especially, it was an exercise in not wanting to make excuses, but also realistically looking at the reality of the situation of installing a new offense, going against that defense, which is very takeaway happy. And that, you know, CJ has alluded to this, and I think it does make sense. There have been times where he's made throws that he wouldn't make in a game just to try to execute the play as it's called and to maybe test things a little bit. Mm-hmm. But that can be dicey. I'm cool with that, but then, okay, wait, are you creating bad habits? Like, you want to practice the way you play in games all of that. I'm not worried about it at this point. Now, obviously, if it ends up being an issue in the first couple of weeks of the season, we'll have to worry about it. But things have started to congeal ever since that, really the second practice in West Virginia.
Yeah.
They've looked a lot more like a competent, functioning offense. And they've been doing it while going against that Texans defense, which, unlike a lot of other defenses in the league, the Texans veterans and their best players practice like it's the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Like, they really have a philosophy of the best guys and the oldest guys. Danielle Hunter is going out there and working really, really hard. So, like, CJ's getting their best shot every single rep in practice.
That's correct. The two plays to me on that drive that were very encouraging was the one Nick noted in that previous cut we played, the little dump off to Nick Chubb that made it second and six. And then the second and goal play where CJ was kind of scrambling around in the pocket and then just decided to eventually bury himself in the fetal position for a 1 yard loss instead of trying to force something to somebody covered in the end zone. He's looking at it going, I got two more downs to get this thing into the end zone. I'm going to live to fight another day. And that's what mature quarterbacks do, you know?
And there's a little bit of that too, where, okay, in a regular season game, CJ might've just made a break for the goal line. The one point when he started to scramble, there was somebody in his face, and then I think he thought, okay, I'll try to just scramble and run laterally and see if the receivers can uncover, and that very well might have worked out, but he was cut off at the pass again, and that's when it started looking like he was a squirrel running in the highway. But he also knew, okay, it is the preseason. I'm just going to go ahead and bury myself here instead of trying to take a hit, getting into the end zone.
All right, we normally do the Pettycast on Tuesday at 8 a.m., but we were chatting with Nick Caserio Tuesday at 8 a.m. Today at 8 a.m. we were. So we're doing a 9 o'clock pettycast. Are you ready to be petty, Seth Payne?
I'm ready to amp up the pettiness.
Good.
Over my current status quo level of pettiness, okay. Which is already pretty high.
Sounds good. All right, so we'll do the pettycast.
Yeah, it's like asking a Blanco if you're ready to sweat.
Yeah.
I've been sweating since 5:30 a.m.
Ready to sweat more.
But I can sweat more,
You're ready to be more petty than you already are. All right, so let's do this. Pettycast. We got some good stuff in here, man, and we'll do it. Including Kyle Tucker. Oh, boy. We'll do it. The Pettycast coming up next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.